Chapter 15. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a grievous word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise utters knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out folly. The eyes of Yahweh are in every place, keeping watch upon the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breaking of the spirit. A fool despises his father's correction, but he that regards reproof gets prudence. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the heart of the foolish. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh, but he loves him that follows after righteousness. There is a grievous correction for him that forsakes the way. He that hates reproof shall die. Sheol and Abaddon are before Yahweh. How much more the hearts of the children of men? A scoffer loves not to be reproved. He will not go to the wise. A glad heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feed on folly. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of Yahweh than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man stirs up contention, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. The way of a sluggard is as a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is made a highway. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him that is void of wisdom, but a man of understanding makes straight his going. Where there is no counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. A man has joy in the answer of his mouth, and a word in due season, how good it is. To the wise, the way of life goes upward, that he may depart from Sheol beneath. Yahweh will root up the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Evil devices are an abomination to Yahweh, but pleasant words are pure. He that is greedy of gain troubles his own house, but he that hates bribes shall live. The heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. The light of his eyes rejoices in the heart, and good tidings makes the bones fat. The ear that listens to the reproof of life shall abide among the wise. He that refuses correction despises his own soul, but he that listens to reproof gets understanding. The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor goes humility.